This conversation is powered by Google Illuminate. Check out illuminate.google.com for more. Ever wonder what your brain's doing when you're not actively thinking about something? It's not just idling, you know?
Nope, it's a whole lot more than just daydreaming. There's this fascinating network in your brain, the default mode network, or DMN.
And this article dives into a specific part of it, the dorsomedial DMN, right?
Exactly. It's been traditionally linked to self-reflection, but it turns out it's involved in a whole lot more.
Like what? Spill the beans. So this dorsomedial DMN, it's not just about navel gazing?
Not at all. It's crucial for understanding other people. Think theory of mind, figuring out what someone else is thinking or feeling.
So like empathy.
Yeah, exactly. It helps us navigate social situations, predict what others might do. It's a big part of having healthy relationships.
Wow. And what about making moral decisions? Does the DMN play a role there?
Absolutely. It helps us weigh different perspectives, consider ethical implications, and balance personal values with societal norms.
So it's not just about what I think is right, but also what's right for everyone?
Precisely. It's about integrating personal values with broader ethical frameworks.
Okay, so it's social, it's ethical. What else does this little network do?
It's also involved in abstract thinking, understanding complex ideas, and even controlling how we access information in our memory.
Like connecting different ideas together.
Exactly. It helps us synthesize information, which is essential for problem solving and planning.
This is wild. I always thought daydreaming was just a waste of time.
Turns out it's linked to creativity. The dorsomedial DMN seems particularly active in creative professionals, especially when they're imagining things far removed from their current reality.
So, like envisioning the future or thinking outside the box.
Exactly. It's about accessing and utilizing this network to imagine different possibilities.
I always thought this network was just active when we were resting.
Not so much. It's also involved in planning and goal-directed behavior, especially when it comes to spatial tasks.
So, like planning a route or solving a puzzle.
Exactly. It helps integrate spatial and memory-based information to achieve goals.
So what are the implications of all this?
Well, understanding how this network works could lead to training programs to boost creativity and problem-solving skills. It could also help us understand and treat conditions like depression and schizophrenia, which are sometimes linked to disruptions in the DMN.
So it's not just about understanding the brain, but also improving it.
Exactly. It's about unlocking human potential.
Let's recap. The dorsomedial DMN is way more than just self-reflection, right?
It's involved in social cognition, moral reasoning, conceptual processing, imagination, and even goal-directed behavior. It's a central hub for higher-order cognition.
And understanding it could lead to some amazing breakthroughs. This all sounds very relevant to neurofeedback and QEEG, doesn't it?
Absolutely. These techniques allow us to measure and potentially influence the activity of the DMN, which could have significant therapeutic implications.
So could we use neurofeedback to actually train people to improve their DMN function?
That's a very active area of research. The idea is to use real-time feedback to help people learn to regulate their brain activity, potentially enhancing aspects of cognition and well-being related to the DMN.
And QEEG helps us understand the baseline activity of the DMN, right? To see where someone might need help.
Precisely. QEEG provides a detailed map of brainwave activity, allowing clinicians to identify areas of dysfunction and tailor neurofeedback protocols accordingly.
So, what kind of clinical conditions might benefit from this kind of approach?
Conditions affecting social cognition, emotional regulation, and executive functions, such as depression, anxiety, ADHD, and even some aspects of autism spectrum disorder, are potential candidates for DMN-targeted neurofeedback.
What's the next frontier in this research?
More research is needed to refine neurofeedback protocols, understand individual variability in DMN response, and explore the long-term effects of DMN modulation. We also need to better understand the interplay between the DMN and other brain networks.
So the default mode network isn't just about daydreaming. It's a central player in many aspects of our cognitive and emotional lives.
Exactly. And understanding its complexities opens up exciting possibilities for enhancing human potential and treating various neurological and psychological conditions.
That was a great discussion.